Our communications engineer reports that the crew has configured communication circuits on board the spacecraft now for their sleep period, and we do not expect to hear from them further during this 8-hour rest period. Well, we've had some questions on the double call, the repetition of the call Apollo 15 by the CAPCOM, and the network controller reports that this is being done because of a weak or low level we've got on the landlines from Houston to Madrid. Normally the tone that is sent out in conjunction with the CAPCOM's call, the bleep that usually precedes the call, is used to key the ground transmitter so that it's in the proper configuration for uplinking the voice communications. The problem we're having with the lines gives us a low level at Madrid, and the beep is not getting through, at least not with sufficient signal strength to the transmitter to key the transmitter. So in order to key it, the CAPCOM reports, repeats the call Apollo 15. The first Apollo 15 keys the transmitter, and the second one goes up to the spacecraft. This is a relatively minor problem. The network controller says it can be readily remedied once we've completed our pre-sleep checklist, and I've gotten the crew off to sleep, and don't expect any further air-to-ground communications. They'll simply take the line down, make the necessary corrections to it, and within a matter of minutes have the situation remedied. It was decided to use the so-called manual keying technique with the CAPCOM repeating the Apollo 15 call, simply because it was a simple procedure, and because we were close to the beginning of the sleep period when we could do the maintenance on the lines that were necessary. Apollo 15 at the present time is 11,534 nautical miles from the moon, and the spacecraft velocity is 4,078 feet per second. The crew reported prior to beginning their rest period that the mapping camera, which extends out from the SIM bay on a rail system, had not apparently not retracted. They have an indicator in the spacecraft cockpit that tells when this camera has retracted, and the indicator showed that it had not come back in. After checking with the situation with the orbital science officer, it was decided that it would do no serious harm to leave the camera deployed. The only concern would be that the temperatures could possibly go higher than desired. However, the temperatures that we've seen from the passive thermal control mode previously indicate that this should not be a problem. We would not expect the camera to become too warm, and more importantly, the film cassette, and the thermal experts feel that the temperatures that we'd encounter in the SIM bay during the passive thermal control mode would not cause us any problem. So we've elected to follow the suggestion of Dave Scott and leave the camera deployed until tomorrow and work on the problem then. One suggestion that the orbital science officer had is that perhaps the camera retract mechanism has become too cold and is for that reason failing to retract, and perhaps in the passive thermal control mode, when the temperature will warm up somewhat, it'll free whatever it is that is causing the problem, and we'll be able to retract it in the morning. At 228 hours, 24 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.